they don't try to, I mean, they're schools that are either predominantly white or
predominantly black.
And they don't try to mix or anything?
No, most of the white schools have, they have some black kids at their schools.
Mm-hmm.
But we just, Richwood doesn't have any black at theirs. In Richwood this year, we had some black there last year, white there last year. We don't have any white there this school year.
How do most of the people feel about that? Or would you? I mean, it's such a controversial issue. Like in, I was in Mississippi, I noticed that theoretically the schools were integrated, but actually what was happening was, you know, all these little, well, what we would call saggy academies had sprung up, you know, just for the purpose of, you know, preventing integration.
Yes.
Is that pretty much how you have here, or would people feel very hostile to?
I don't know. Well, some just don't want their kids to mix, that's all. They just, they won't, they will not let them mix.
Whites and blacks.
Whites and blacks.
What would you call the French people down on south of here?
Frenchmen is what we call.
Any other name?
No, that's all.
What about coon?
No, I haven't heard that name before.
Did you ever hear coon ass for a Frenchman?
No.
And someone who lives out in the country and doesn't get into town much, and when he does get into town, you can just take one look at him and see that he's...
You say he's from the country.
Okay. Or he's a what?
Country boy, country. He's just from the country.
Okay. And say if you were at a party and you looked at your watch and saw there was about 11:30 or so, you'd say, well, we better be getting home. It's what, midnight?
It's almost midnight.
And if it was kind of icy outside, you'd say, I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and...
Slipped
and I...
Almost fell.
Or slipped and I like...
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever say, I like to...
Well, I slipped and I liked to fail.
Okay. Is that something you say?
No, I slipped and I almost fell.
And if someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere and calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon, you say, I'll be with you
in a minute.
Or in
a second or something.
And if you know you're on the right road but you're not sure of the distance, you'd ask someone how
far it is to Mary House.
And if you're pointing out something nearby, you tell someone now. Now look. Do you ever say look it or look it here?
Oh, look. Here it is.
Okay. And if you wanted to know how regularly I went to town, you'd ask me how.
How often did you go to town?
And say if I give you a choice of two things and I ask you which one do you want, you might say, well, it doesn't make any difference. I'll take
either one.
What about either?
Yes, I'll take either one.
How does either sound to you?
Well, we use either here.
Okay. And you say, with your eyes, you
see.
And you say, I flutter outside a few minutes ago.
I saw.
And we have what so little of you this year.
We have seen so little of you this year.
And say if you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know, you better go what someone else.
Ask someone else.
And you say, so then I went and...
Asked Joe.
Okay, and he might say, you're the second person who's...
Been asking the same question.
Or, that's the second time I've been... What's that question?
Ask that question.